Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's a beautiful day to practice English.
And I'm Marie. Today, we are going to learn a lot. Today's topic is activities.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Ride Bikes. Let's Ride Bikes.Marie, do you like to go on bike trips?
I do. I used to go on bike trips a lot when I was younger, but I don't even remember the last time I rode my bike. I know you ride your bike all the time, Peter.
I do, and that's why I'm so excited about today's topic. Well, let's get started then. Friends, we need to practice our reading. Here's Marie to help us.
Ben likes biking. He and Alex plan a bike trip. There are good trails around the station, but the mountain trails are rough. There are a lot of rocks on them, but the trail along the river is nice. Alex and Ben are riding the mountain trail to the waterfall.
Ah, this is great!Ben and Alex will take a bike trip. I wish I could go with them. Why didn't they ask me? They know I like biking.
Well, maybe you can go with them next time. So, Peter, where do you like to ride your bike?
Oh, well, I like to ride pretty much anywhere. In the city, in the park, or even in the mountains.
That sounds very fun. You know what else sounds fun?Going over our key words. Here's Christina to help.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是骑单车出游 ,a bike trip. Alex 建议在办公室附近有一些不错的自行车道。讲到在什么周围或者是附近,可以用介系词 around. There are good trails around here. 而 trail 通常指的是山林里的小路。Susie 认为山里的路不好骑，她说 The mountain trails are rough. 形容词 rough 表示崎岖难行的，高低不平的，而且地上有很多的石头，真的不好骑。石头是 rock. There are a lot of rocks. Susie 比较喜欢沿着河边的小路骑。介系词 along 表示沿着。She likes to ride along the river.不过最后他们还是决定要往山上骑，因为据说山上有很美的瀑布。瀑布是 waterfall. They want to ride to the waterfall.
Hey, Alex. Do you like biking?
Sure. Do you?
Yes. I have a new bike. Let's go biking.
Great. There are some good trails around here.
Where are they?
Some are in the mountains. And there's one by the river.
Let's ride a mountain trail. We can ride to the top of a mountain.
So to begin, Ben asks Alex, Do you like biking? Alex says, Sure. Do you? Let's go to Christina. She will tell us more about this.
今天一开始 Ben 就问 Alex, Do you like biking? 你喜欢骑车吗? Alex 回答 Sure, do you? 当然咯,你呢?这种随着对方所说的话然后来反问对方是一个很好的技巧,可以让对话自然的延续下去,它又简单又好用,你也来学学看哦。我们从例句来学,比如说对方说 Did you like the movie? 你可以回答 Yes, I did. Did you?我喜欢，你呢？对方如果问你 Can you drive? 你会开车吗？你可以回答 Yes, I can. Can you? 是的，我会。你呢？再来一个，对方说 Are you going to the party? 你会去参加派对吗？你可以回答 No, I'm not. Are you? 表示我不去。你呢？
Thank you, Christina. Let's practice.Peter, do you go swimming in the summer?
Sure. Do you?
Yes, I go swimming at the beach and in my pool. Do you like to travel?
Sure. Do you?
I love to travel. Now it's your turn to ask a friend a question. Give it a try.
In our conversation, we learned that Ben has a new bike. He says, let's go biking.
Peter, you just said today's calendar phrase.
Let's go biking.
Let's go biking. 我们去骑自行车吧。
I have a new bike.
Let's go biking.
I like trails along the river.
Let's go biking.
I like to ride up the mountain.
Let's go biking.
Yeah, let's go biking.
But I don't have a bike.
Get one, and let's go biking.
Okay.
Let's go biking.
Let's go biking. 我们去骑自行车吧。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. So Alex knows some trails around the area. Around. Let's talk more about this word. Around means nearby. In big cities, there are coffee shops, clothing stores, and subway stations all around. Peter, what's around your neighborhood?
There are buildings and convenience stores around my house.
That's great. Some of the trails Alex talks about are in the mountains.
In the mountains. What a great place to go biking.
It is?
Yeah, mountains are beautiful. They are very tall and they usually have bike trails on them. Let's look at this picture. This is a mountain, a big mountain. It rises high above the land around it.
Wow, so if you ride your bike to the top of the mountain, the view must be very beautiful.
Yes, it is. There are not only trails on the mountain, but Alex says there's one by a river.
That sounds wonderful. I would want to go bike riding by the river. Rivers are beautiful. Well, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation B.
Hi, Susie. Do you like biking?
Sure. Biking is fun.
Alex and I are going biking on Saturday. Can you come with us?
Which trail are you riding on?
A mountain trail.
The mountain trails are rough. You ride over a lot of rocks. I like the trail along the river.
But I like riding up mountains.
Susie likes to go biking. She thinks it's fun. So Ben asks her, can you come with us?
That is very nice of Ben to invite her. When you want to ask someone to come with you, just say, can you come with us?
That's right. Hey, Peter, I'm going to a concert with my friends. Do you want to come with us?
Wow, that sounds great. Thanks, Marie. But I am busy this weekend. Maybe next time.
Okay, so maybe Susie will go with them, or maybe she won't. Ben is going on a mountain trail, and mountain trails are rough. Let's learn more about this word rough with Christina.
Susie 说山路非常的崎岖不平。The mountain trails are rough. 请你看一下 rough 这个字。我们要来说说字尾 GH 的发音。GH 出现在字尾的时候，有时候发的音，有时候是不发音的。以 rough 来说，它就是发的音。我们来看看其他的例子，发的这个音有 笑 laugh 足够 enough 咳嗽 cough 不发音的字有高的 high 虽然 though 叹气 sigh 还有一个值得一说的，如果 GH 在一个字的中间，它多半都是不发音，比如说像 8, light, night, right, flight, 这些字都长得很像，你看多了就可以猜到它的发音咯。
Thank you, Christina. You know, you're right, Marie. Mountain trails are rough. There are tree branches and bumps along the way. Marie, what other kinds of things feel rough?
Well, my cat is always licking me. His tongue feels very rough. Tires can be rough, too. The outside of the shell can also be rough.
Wow, it's something that's not smooth, right? Glass is very smooth, and many plates and bowls feel smooth too.
Yeah, I like driving on a smooth road. It feels very nice. You know, Peter, I don't think Susie will be going on a bike ride. She doesn't like to ride over a lot of rocks.
Hey, did you say rock? I have a rock right here.It's a special shape. It's rough and it's hard and it's kind of heavy, and rocks are everywhere. If you go outside, especially to the mountains, there will be rocks.
And they come in many different sizes. There are tiny rocks and huge rocks. Some are bigger than you and I.
Well, before we learn any more about rocks and other things on those bike trails,We need to take a short break. Friends, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, everyone.Marie, would you ever like to go biking on a mountain trail?
I don't know, Peter. It sounds a little scary to me. Can you tell me what it's like?
Well, it's very exciting. You have to pay attention, and you need to be a little careful. And you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea for you to try a mountain trail. Well, we need to go to our last conversation today. Let's watch it together.
Have a bike, Linda?
I have an old one. I don't ride it very often.
Alex and Ben are planning a bike ride on Saturday. We can go with them.
Are you going?
I don't know. Maybe. They are riding up the mountain trail to the waterfall.
That's a hard trail. I can't ride up it.
Taylor thinks it's a good idea if she and Linda go bike riding with Alex and Ben. That's great. So now there's four of them. Alex and Ben are planning a bike ride this Saturday.
Planning is always a good thing to do. Before you start school, you have to plan. You have to buy pencils, notebooks, a backpack, and many other things before you start.
That is right. Planning is important. Marie, you like to plan things like birthday parties and special events, right?
Oh, I love planning, but sometimes it's a lot of work. When I plan a birthday party, I make a list of people who will attend. I also need to decide what kinds of food will be at the party, and I always have to pick out the correct decorations.
That's right. So this is all planning. Now, Taylor doesn't know if she will go bike riding. Ben and Alex are riding up the mountain trail to the waterfall.
Wow, a waterfall? That sounds beautiful.
That's right. Waterfalls are beautiful. This is when a river falls off a cliff or something like that. It's a really easy word to remember because you know water.And you know the word fall.
That's right. Now, Linda doesn't think she can ride up the mountain trail to the waterfall. She says That's a hard trail. Let's learn more about this with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, it's that time when we get to learn a new grammar point. Today, we are going to learn how to use this word that. That is an adjective plus noun. For example, that is a big tree, or that is a nice picture. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, let's try practicing this grammar point together. Marie, that's a beautiful pair of earrings.
Well, thank you. Hey, Peter, do you know the park near the subway station?
Yeah, that's a big park. Hey, there we used that sentence again.
It is. Well, that park has nice bike trails. You should ride your bike there one day. You would like it.
I should. Well, friends, we've talked a lot about biking, but now we need to go back to English and review our keywords. Here they are.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Around. Around. Is there a park around here?
Rough. Rough. The sand feels rough.
Rock. Rock. These rocks are heavy.
Along. Along. Let's walk along this path.
Waterfall. Waterfall. A lot of water goes over that waterfall. All right, friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
Hey, Alex, do you like biking?
Sure. Do you?
Yes, I have a new bike. Let's go biking.
Great. There are some good trails around here.
Where are they?
Some are in the mountains. And there's one by the river.
Let's ride a mountain trail. We can ride to the top of a mountain. Hi, Susie. Do you like biking?
Sure. Biking is fun.
Alex and I are going biking on Saturday. Can you come with us?
Which trail are you riding on?
A mountain trail.
The mountain trails are rough. You ride over a lot of rocks. I like the trail along the river.
But I like riding up mountains.
Do you have a bike, Linda?
I have an old one. I don't ride it very often.
Alex and Ben are planning a bike ride on Saturday. We can go with them.
Are you going?
I don't know. Maybe. They are riding up the mountain trail to the waterfall.
That's a hard trail. I can't ride up it.
Ginger, I have a great idea.
Yay! What's your great idea, Monkey Man?
Let's plan a bike ride.
Yeah, planning a bike ride is a great idea.
Yeah, let's plan to ride the trails around here.
Ooh, those trails are rough.
And then let's plan to go up the mountain.
Ooh, there's a lot of rocks.
And then we'll plan to ride along the river.
Oh, that's a nice plan. Whoa, okay.
Yeah, and so when should we plan to go?
Oh, I don't want to go. I just wanted to plan.
Today is Monday, so we can practice answering it together. Here's question number one. Does Linda have a bike? Does Linda have a bike?
You can find the answer in conversation C. Yes, she has an old bike. All right, question number 2. Do you like biking? Why or why not? Do you like biking? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I like biking? Well, where do you want to bike? If you plan to bike along the river, I'll like it. But if you're going to go on a rocky trail up the mountain, no thank you. I might fall and hurt my ankle or my arm or my head. So I only like biking along the river. That's nice.
Do I like biking? Sure. Biking is a lot of fun. It's also great exercise. And you can get outside and enjoy the fresh air. It's also a great way to spend an afternoon with your friends or family. Everyone gets a bike, you go to the park or up in the mountains, and you can ride together. It's a lot of fun.
Do I like biking? Yes, I love biking. I'm actually getting ready for a bike ride in a few minutes. I like to bike because when I go outside of the city, I can see the sky and the clouds, and I can think about what the weather might be like that day. Biking is very relaxing, and I feel free when I'm biking. I'm gonna go bike right now.
Do I like biking? Yes, I do. Biking is a lot of fun. It's a great activity to do with your friends. Each of you can get a bicycle and go biking together. It's a great way to know more about your own city. You can also go biking in nature. You can go past trees and rivers. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I like biking because it's great. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll see you then right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.